time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, all the previous episodes are archived as podcasts on our website. You can find the link right on our homepage at KOZT.com. And since it's Thursday, we're discussing the Mendocino Coast Clinics. And on the phone with us is Executive Director Lucretia Renteria. Good morning, Lucretia. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
And you have a special guest with you today.
I do. Our medical director is joining me today, Dr. Lawrence Golden. I wanted to start with just an update about the testing we've been doing. We have, in the last 3 weeks, including today, we have 79 tests scheduled in partnership with the city of Fort Bragg. So we'll have conducted 588 tests in about 3 weeks. We have results through Friday the 26th, everything negative to date. And we'll see when we can get the results for this week in, hopefully by the end of next week. The lab that's processing these tests is at UCSF, and the results are taking longer than we would like. They're taking about 10 days. And unfortunately, the contract to process the tests for our county with UCSF ends today. So we will be suspending further testing until a new contract can be entered into, either directly from the clinic or through the County of Mendocino.
All right. So, Lucretia, does that mean that people who have already signed up and they've been notified that, you know, please come here at this time, are they going to be getting notice saying that we have to delay this?
We only scheduled clinics through today because we were aware that the deadline was coming up, and we weren't sure that a new contract would be in place to continue into next week.
All right.
So we haven't actually scheduled anyone. But everyone who's scheduled for today, please come on out. It's happening as we speak. And shortly after I get off of this station, I'm going to go have mine done.
All right. Now, I understand we also have the clinic's medical director there right now, Dr. Lawrence Golden. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning to you.
What do you have for us?
I want to talk a little bit about math. And why we're wearing them and why I want to encourage people to continue to wear them. There's still something of a national shortage of masks that probably everybody knows. And at some point we are anticipating a surge, particularly as the county opens up economically and the hotels and the motels open up and the restaurants open up. So there's no doubt we're going to have an increase in the number of cases. And although at the beginning of all this, I was skeptical personally about the cloth masks that people were wearing because they do not provide a lot of protection, probably in the 10 to 30% range of stopping particles. As part of a social program, if you will, in which we take care of each other, they play an important role. As you probably, most people probably realize, I'm sitting in the office right now with Lucretia, and it's hard for me to talk, and I may not sound as clear as I would like to because I am wearing a mask, because I am in the room with her. I wear a mask to protect her in case I should be infected. She wears a mask to protect me. So part of the social contract, if you will, that we make living with other people, I'm wearing a mask to protect you, your loved ones, and your family, and I ask you to wear a mask to do the same thing for my loved ones and my family. Now, in the ideal world, we would all be wearing the more professional N95 masks that are very efficient and block between 95 and 97% of the particles that might be carrying the virus, but there is still a worldwide shortage of them. And if we do indeed have a surge, the hospital has a stockpile, we have one here, but we could run out. So I'm still urging that people in their everyday lives who are not medical professionals to wear cloth masks in general. We will try to still preserve the surgical masks, which are the paper masks, the kind of masks you see a surgeon wear, that are less effective than the N95, but still fairly effective in the 80% range. We preserve them largely for medical personnel. So at this stage, I would urge that our county behavior basically stay the same it has been. That for the most part, everybody wears something. If you got a surgical mask for some reason, of course, feel free to wear it. I urge people not to stockpile them, but if you are purchasing either surgical masks or you have access to N95 masks, I would ask people to hold on to them in case the hospitals or the clinics need them in the future.
Doctor, as far as that situation right there, now when you use one of those masks every day, do they, I don't know how else to put this, do they sooner or later wear out and become less effective?
Yes, they do, and they become contaminated because one of the things we're learning from wearing masks and face coverings is how often we touch our faces.
Yeah.
In the ideal world, if there were enough of them, we would be changing them every day or even more frequently than that. But even here in the clinic, where we have a small stockpile, we are still wearing the same mask for a week here, or changing them if they become contaminated. But for the most part, we are trying to stretch them out.
What about face coverings? And is that if better than nothing, I guess?
The cloth, yes, probably helpful to stop about 20 to 30% of the particles that might be carrying the virus. Not great, better than nothing. But I would argue again that by wearing a face mask, you're making a social statement.
Yes.
That you care about other people and that you want them to care about you. And in a pandemic like this, that is a super, super important message to send to other people.
Doctor, any other point you would like to make? The microphone is yours.
Oh, yeah. Social distancing. Super important. The same large study that was just published in The Lancet talking about the efficiency of these masks made it very clear that the distancing of 6 feet is extremely important in terms of protecting us from this virus. So even with the masks on, as inconvenient and awkward as it is, I would still urge people to try very much to obey the rules about social distancing.
All right, Doctor. Lucretia, anything else you would like to add?
I want to thank you very much for the time that you've offered us every Thursday.
All right, glad to do it. And if something comes up, please, you know, let us know and we'll get you on a second day during any particular week.
Right. I did think of something else.
Sure.
I do want to remind people that if you have symptoms, and you think that you may have been exposed or you think that your symptoms are in line with COVID-19, please call the clinic. We are testing symptomatic patients. We will continue to do that. We do have an arrangement with Quest Labs to do that type of testing. So we're not suspending testing at all. If you are symptomatic, we will conduct the test.
All right. Thank you. That's Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. We'd also like to thank Dr. Lawrence Golden, the clinic's medical director, for being with us here today. Rogalski here from the coast.